The realities of starting a business. So you've been thinking about starting something on your own, or maybe you already have. Either way, midlife brings a certain wisdom that is really powerful in business, but also a few unique hurdles. Let's be honest, starting a business in your 40s or 50s, it does not look the same as in your 20s. You might have more responsibilities, a more developed sense of yourself, and frankly, you've got less tolerance for the BS. And that's not a bad thing. It's actually a strength. When I just turned 40, I made the decision to start my own business. We'd been living in Asia for 10 years, and I did my time volunteering. I needed something more, though. I needed something that was my own. Something that really lit me up. It wasn't easy, and no one tells you how hard it actually is. But here I am, nearly 7 years down the track, and I am so grateful that I took that leap. So today, I want to share three really common realities that I see among the women I work with. The first one is, you've got skills, but you're second guessing yourself. Let's face it, you've spent years gaining experience, solving problems, managing teams, or building a life rich with learning. But when it comes to stepping into entrepreneurship, imposter syndrome will show up. You'll find yourself asking, who am I to be doing this? When I started my coaching business, I found myself asking that same question. Despite my years in HR, and executive coaching, I wondered if I had what it took to go solo. But what I learned was it's important to remember that your past is not irrelevant. It is your advantage. Your business doesn't need to be perfect. It needs you to be clear. It needs you to be committed, and it needs you to be honest with yourself. The key is learning how to translate your life and your career experience into something that is marketable. Sometimes, and this is what I found, what feels ordinary to me, to someone else, is actually quite extraordinary. Your job is to own that, to own your wisdom and your experience. The second reality is that you're craving purpose, not just profit. And I see this in all women midlife, whether they're starting a business, whether they're trying to get that next career step, or maybe they're stepping out altogether. Because they reach midlife and realize they want it to mean something. They want alignment, contribution, and connection. If you're no longer satisfied working for money, you're not alone, but you're not selfish either. In fact, stepping into business, and especially a values-driven business, it can be more profitable and sustainable because your passion becomes magnetic. You're attracting more of that into your life. Your clients aren't just buying your product or service. They're buying into your purpose. When your why is clear, your direction becomes clear too. And the third reality, you might have more to lose, but you've also got more to gain. At this stage of life, because we have so many more commitments than in our 20s, the risks can feel greater. Mortgages, families, steady income, they're hard to walk away from. But if we do, the rewards are so much deeper. Because you've learned what matters to you. You know how to manage your energy and time. You are more emotionally resilient than you've ever been. Midlife women build businesses with strong roots because they know themselves better. And that kind of self-awareness, it becomes your foundation for growth. Starting or growing your business at this stage in your life is not about reinvention. It's about reclamation. You're bringing all of who you are to the table. Your wisdom, your experiences, your mistakes, the wins that you've had. As I said, the wisdom, all of that is your wisdom. You're bringing that to the table. You don't have it all figured out. You just need to know what your next step is and trust that that next chapter is worth pursuing. If you're feeling that nudge inside you, start listening to it. Start with one small, brave step. You'll be absolutely amazed where it leads. And remember, your journey is unique. My path led me from rural South Australia to a regional HR executive in Asia, to a transition and leadership coach for women. Each step, each experience, it's shaped who I am and the business that I'm running today. So what's your story? How will you use your midlife wisdom to create something amazing? If you want somewhere to start, I want you to go and download my Wheel of Life workbook, theleaptolead.com/balance. Start there. Look at your life and work out what's important to you. And then use the goal setting template to work out that next step. theleaptolead.com/balance.